News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to our conversation about electric vehicles. You may have heard us talking about the former Environment Minister, Richard Bruton, calling for greater incentives for rural drivers to make the switch to EVs. This comes after it emerges just 1 in 29 cars in Roscommon sold since 2020 were electric. That compares to 1 in 5 in Wicklow and I think an even higher number of electric vehicles in Dublin. We're joined by Brian Caulfield, Professor in Transportation at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Brian, why do you think rural drivers are less likely than urban drivers to buy an electric vehicle when you imagine it would be easier for rural drivers because they will probably more likely have an easier way of charging their car than an urban driver?
Yep, and that's definitely a part of it, that in cities there are much less fewer driveways, so it's harder to charge. Why is there a difference? I'm not 100% sure. We've done some research on this that does show that in the more affluent areas of the country, which tend to be the urban areas around Dublin and Cork and the other cities, that there's a much higher take-up of these electric cars. They tend to be the second car that people are purchasing. So it could be a cost thing.
Dubs greener? The Green Party do better in Dublin than they do in rural areas. Are Dublin, let's call a spade here, are Dublin residents more likely to be environmentally conscious, more green?
Well, I suppose you do see that when we do a political polls, that you do see that there are more green TDs obviously elected in urban areas. But Dubs, I've got an electric car, but I've also got access to the Lewis. I've got access to a very good bus service as well. So Dubs have more in terms of the transport options they have than they would in rural Ireland. So perhaps that's part of the reluctance. Also, I think, and it's something that's starting to pass, is range anxiety. And in rural areas, we know that people drive an awful lot longer distances. So that has an impact as well.
But they do, but they don't drive 300 kilometres a day, though, do they?
They don't, but again, the research that we've done on this shows that if you swapped out an electric car for a petrol or diesel car in an urban area versus a rural area in Ireland, you would save 35% more emissions in the rural area. So if we want to sell cars, I think we're doing very well because we're selling them all in the cities. If we want to hit that 1 million car target, which is very far away, we're doing well. But if we want to reduce emissions, where we really need to be selling these cars are the counties that are mentioned in the Independent article. And also the research that we've shown is that a car in Dublin travels about 10,000 kilometres a year, whereas in, say, Kildare, it's almost double that. So we need to be hitting the counties that have these higher distances and much more driving.
We've got lots of texts coming in on this topic. Can I just give you a flavour of one and maybe get you to deal with the issues? This listener's basically saying, He's five reasons why he or she didn't buy an electric car. Number one, overpriced. There is truth to that, isn't there?
They are more expensive. The initial outlay is more expensive, but in the longer term, the cost comes back.
Costly to charge.
It is costly to charge if you're not charging at home. And that's the key thing. If you're charging it on the public network, the prices of that have been very, very slow to fall. They skyrocketed during when the war started in the Ukraine, and they've not come back down. That needs to be dealt with.
Very high depreciation.
That's something that we have seen. I know myself, I swapped one electric car for another, and there was very, very high depreciation, much more than I thought. And that's another thing that does need to be looked at.
Reason number four, new cars, a range of 400,000 will probably only do 280 to 300 after 3 years. I think we've dealt with range anxiety. Just lastly, number five, not a good purchase for the second-hand market. Wear and tear costs transfer to the new owner, and this will be a cost that no one can predict.
It's a new technology, and that's correct, that there are issues around that. But then again, you can swap out the battery, and I know that can be expensive, but that's another thing that you can do. But I think overall, the thing is, we need to start to encourage more of these electric vehicles in rural areas. In Scotland, what they do is they provide a much higher grant for people to have a charging unit put onto their house. I think that's something we need to look at as a bare minimum here in Ireland to try and reverse this trend. The other thing that we've seen over the past year is that electric sales year on year are down 25%. So if we want to hit our emissions targets in transport, we need to look at this. This seems to be the only show in town. It's the only thing that the government are properly looking at in terms of decarbonising transport. And at the moment, that the policy seems to be failing.
And lastly, the idea of incentives for rural dwellers, is that going to wash, do you think? Is that politically feasible?
In terms of the politics of it, perhaps, I'm not sure. The kind of the mechanics of it can be difficult. So it's the how people would game the system that they, you know, they say they live in, say, Donegal, but they're really bringing their car to Dublin. How we get around that, that's something that we need to look at. But there are other incentive schemes out there, like, say, the bike to work scheme. Nobody checks on that as to whether even if you purchased a bike or if you even use the bike. So we could look to perhaps target into rural areas a bit more, as I said, perhaps with the purchase of an installation of the EV charging unit, perhaps maybe lower tariffs in rural areas overnight to put some more incentives there. But it does need to be looked at, and it's nice to see that the former minister is starting to look at it.
Okay, Professor Brian Caulfield from Trinity College, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.